I was finishing up Patty Cakes Part 2 early this morning, and I thought to myself, this is really fucking stupid. Mostly just because, first off, I have to say that it was much better written, so it was much more tolerable. The issue I was running into, though, was the fact that it was Saw with diapers and ponies. And I didn't know how to process that. I'm just saving that one for a rainy day, and I'll horrify you all when you least expect it. But for now, my good friend Brony Mike recommended this one to me, so instead we're going to move away from the really shittily written clopfic crap, and he sent me this thing called Fluffershy. I'm not entirely sure what this one's about. Again, this is a bit of a cold read, so we'll see where it goes. Anyways, this is Fluffershy by Friendly Uncle. Here we go.
Come on, Twilight. It's the only thing I haven't tried yet. It has to work. Oh, Spike, I think you're just going to have to trust me on this one when I tell you I'm pretty sure giving you armpit hair isn't going to make Rarity like you. You're harshing my buzz here, Twilight. Twilight! Twilight! Oh, thank God, there's Pinkie Pie. Let's go see what she wants, shall we? This conversation isn't over.
Twilight sighed as she hopped down the stairs to the library's ground floor, Spike grumbling along behind her. Pinkie Pie was standing in the library's open door, looking around slowly as though she was expecting to find someone watching her. Twilight raised an eyebrow and trotted over.
Hey, Pinky. Everything okay? Feeling twitchy?
Pinkie shook her head.
Twilight! I think I found something bad and I don't know what to do about it!
The purple unicorn frowned. Pinkie was standing fairly still, dragging her tail behind her usual smile in place, but looking more than a little forced. She wasn't laughing. Ponyville was fucked.
Oh no! Is someone dead? Is there a plague? Are we being attacked? By dragons? Or zombies?
Pinkie blinked.
What? There haven't been any zombies in Ponyville since the great zombie epidemic of 856, when Wilhelmina Pie drove back the hordes of undead by luring the parasprites out of Everfree Forest and getting them to eat the zombies, which of course led to zombie parasprites. But it turns out that zombie parasprites can't actually reproduce because they're dead, so a force of marching bands, 500 ponies strong, sent them back into the cracks of doom and destroyed the zombie crown, freeing all of Equestria from Lord Noxious's cold skeletal grip.
Twilight gaped.
Anyhow, it's not that interesting. I was looking through Mr. Cake's movie collection for something to watch for my movie watching party, and I found this!
Pinkie opened her saddlebag and pulled out a DVD case. Twilight blinked, then levitated it out of Pinkie's mouth so she could get a better look.
What the? Is that some pony's ass? The biggest ever. 3 hours of pure pony pleasure? Pinky, this is a porno. I know, but Twilight, look at the mare on the front! All I'm seeing is ass, Pinky. Yellow, butterfly covered, pink tailed. Celestia's gas skin! That looks exactly like Fluttershy!
Pinkie nodded so hard that she almost tipped over.
I can't believe it! I never would have thought Fluttershy would do something like this! I mean, maybe Rarity, and I'd be surprised if Dash hasn't, and I could see maybe you, but Fluttershy, put her in front of a camera and she'd have a heart attack, much less trying to get her to have sex! Yeah, I know. Wait, me? You could see me doing pornography, Pinky? What the hell? Oh, we all know it's always the nerds that are secretly sex fiends, Twilight.
Spike, who had seen some of the reading material under Twilight's bed, simply nodded sagely.
Look, what Princess Celestia and I happen to do when alone is between us and her video camera and not available for public consumption. I mean, my personal life is not on trial here. What I'm worried about is what circumstances would drive Fluttershy to do something like this. We should ask her if she needs money at the very least. Whoa, hold up,
said Spike.
Aren't we just jumping to conclusions here? We don't know for sure that Fluttershy's on the box. We just know that it looks a lot like her. And I doubt either of you have spent enough time studying her rear end to be able to tell for sure. That's a good point,
said Twilight, somewhat deflated.
If it isn't Fluttershy, she's gonna be horribly offended when she finds out we assumed she did porn at the drop of a hat. We need to be sure.
We should watch the video,
said Pinky.
Excellent suggestion!
Agreed Spike.
What? Look, you two, I'm as curious as any pony, but one thing I am not curious about is watching Fluttershy mate, and definitely not for 3 hours. What in tarnation did I just walk into?
They startled, then turned to find Applejack standing in the doorway, staring at the three of them in shock. Twilight blushed and used her magic to swing the library's door closed securely.
Oh, Applejack!
Pinky nearly sobbed.
It's just terrible! Fluttershy's a whore!
Applejack's face slowly exploded into an expression of horrified confusion. Twilight sighed and levitated the DVD case in front of her. The confusion left Applejack's face as she examined the cover, but the horror remained.
What? Y'all aren't telling me that's Fluttershy? You seriously think she cashed in her candy cooter for cold coinage? I can't credit it.
I don't know if I believe it either,
said Twilight gently.
But the evidence is right there. Either some pony is presenting pictures of her posterior to peddle pony pornography without permission, or Fluttershy's a porn star. Either way, I say we find out the pony's responsible and buck their teeth out,
snarled Applejack.
Taking advantage of poor Fluttershy of all ponies.
But we don't know for sure,
said Pinky.
It might be some kind of mistake.
Which is why we need to watch it,
said Spike, trying not to smile. Twilight sighed.
I suppose we have to. Or at least enough of it to determine whether or not it really is her.
Then what are we waiting for?
Asked Pinky.
Let's pop this sucker in.
Pop it into what?
Asked Twilight.
This is a library for books, not movies. I don't have a DVD player.
But we can't watch it at the cake shop,
said Pinky.
If Mr. Cake finds out I found a secret stash, he'll be disappointed in me.
Don't look at me, said Applejack. We don't even have a TV over at Sweet Apple Acres. I have a hard enough time getting Apple Bloom to do her homework as it is.
Who do we know that would have a DVD player that we can trust with something like this?
Mused Spike.
You want to watch what?
Asked Rarity, aghast.
Please, Rarity,
asked Twilight.
We just want to be sure that it's actually Fluttershy so we know how concerned we need to be. I mean, think about it. This is Fluttershy. Blushes when she talks about bunnies doing it, probably cried when she saw her first unsheathed stallion, can't even walk in front of a camera without making a squeaking noise that shatters the lens, Fluttershy. Can you imagine what would have to happen to drive her to making pornography?
Something catastrophic,
said Applejack.
She must have spent all her bits on bunnies,
said Pinkie Pie,
with nothing left for herself.
Pinkie curled up on the ground shivering and began speaking in an uncanny imitation of Fluttershy's quiet whisper.
Oh, woe is me, for I have given my last bit of rabbit food, and now I shall soon starve.
Spike sauntered over to her, gleefully stroking an imaginary mustache.
Why, hello there, little filly. Looks like you're in a bit of a tight spot. Could I interest you in a job?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll do anything you ask, sir.
Anything?
Oh, my. Oh, sir, you wouldn't. You couldn't.
That's right. Now get in front of that camera and shake your tail.
But, sir, this is so wrong. I'll go to pony hell.
Not my problem. Now here comes your co-star, Bigger Macintosh.
Oh, Rarity, help me. Watch my pornography and help me, please.
All right, that's quite enough,
sighed Rarity, massaging her forehead with a hoof.
The theatrics weren't necessary. I'll let you view that thing. And then, when you've all been proven wrong, then you'll feel all the more foolish for it. Fluttershy would never do anything like this. It takes poise and charm to pose properly for a movie of this nature, and she certainly doesn't have it.
How would you know that?
Asked Twilight suspiciously.
Well, I dabbled in acting before I found my true calling, and I may have done a few films that I'm not particularly proud of.
Whatever. Let's just watch this thing. I want to get it over with.
And I'd thank you two not to insinuate that my big brother ruts in front of cameras for money,
said Applejack, glaring at Spike and Pinky.
I didn't say that! I was insinuating that you're dead.
Pinky shoved a cupcake down Spike's throat. Rarity set up the DVD player and they sat down on her big fluffy couch to watch.
Popcorn?
Offered Pinky.
Shh!
The movie started off with a techno beat soundtrack, then quickly degenerated into the standard plot.
Oh my goodness! I don't have enough bits to pay for the pizza, or this package that's just been delivered. If only I had some way to make it up to both you gentle colts.
Wow,
said Applejack.
She's taken the whole thing. I never could manage that myself,
commented Rarity.
Gag reflex.
I really like the music,
said Pinky, bouncing up and down with the beat. Spike was very quiet.
I think you're all missing the obvious here,
said Twilight wearily.
Because that clearly is not Fluttershy.
Of course it isn't,
said Rainbow Dash.
That's Mandy Mare. This is her first ever DP scene. Handled it like a pro, in my opinion.
Twilight almost jumped out of her fur.
Rainbow Dash? What are you doing here? You guys were watching porn without me. I'm insulted.
How could you have possibly known?
I have my sources.
Whoa, down there now,
said Applejack, turning to look at the sky blue Pegasus.
Dash, you've seen this, movie before?
Seen it?
Dash chuckled.
I have it on VHS and DVD. Special edition, too.
Then y'all can tell us if this here's the right case or if we've all been hornswoggled.
Rainbow Dash blinked as Rarity levitated the DVD cover in front of her.
What? That's the right case, yeah. Why would... Oh!
Dash grinned wickedly.
You guys are watching this because Fluttershy's in it? You perverts!
We're not the ones who owned 3 copies of this and never told anypony that poor Fluttershy's been reduced to mating on camera for a living!
Rarity was irate.
Whoa! Hold on.
Said Dash, raising her hooves defensively.
This isn't what it looks like. Just wait for the hour and 36-minute mark. You'll see what I mean.
Twilight levitated the remote control and started fast-forwarding.
Ugh, you guys are no fun,
grumped Rainbow Dash. Over the course of an hour and a half, the actors apparently picked up another mare and 2 stallions in the process of moving to Mandy's bedroom. Just as Twilight hit play, a familiar-looking Pegasus pony nervously crept into frame. The camera immediately zoomed in and focused on her butt.
Excuse me. I'm very sorry, everyone, but I've been sent to tell you that you're all going to pony hell!
The set was lit up with lurid red spotlights as a fresh batch of stallions leapt into the scene, waving pitchforks. Fluttershy let out a quiet yelp and scampered off.
What?
Asked Applejack.
That's it?
Asked Pinkie Pie.
Those costumes are hideous,
commented Rarity.
She was an extra?
Twilight was incredulous.
This film was made a couple years ago,
Rainbow Dash explained, pausing the action and rewinding so Fluttershy was back on the screen.
They needed a Pegasus to damn every pony to hell, so they held a casting call without telling any pony exactly what the part was. I brought Fluttershy with me when I auditioned for it, but the director liked her so much he paid her triple the going rate just for that scene. She used the money to build her house.
That's a pretty gratuitous ass shot for a cameo,
said Rarity.
Yeah, I don't think she knew they had the camera right behind her. I always figured it was better if she didn't find out.
Oh, hello, everypony,
said a quiet voice.
I've been looking for you all day. What's going on in this...
Oh, applesauce. No, Fluttershy!
Twilight panicked.
Don't look!
No! My secret shame and sin!
It's okay, Fluttershy,
wailed Pinky.
We're not judging you. I promise we're not judging you.
Fluttershy paused in the act of attempting to commit seppuku with Angel Bunny's carrot.
You're not?
Nah, I think it's pretty cool, actually.
And you have a fantastic ass,
said a grinning Rainbow Dash. Fluttershy turned an interesting shade of red. Angel took his carrot back, gave the assembled ponies the bird, and hopped away.
So, I gotta admit to being a little curious now,
said Twilight.
After you sent them all to Pony Hell, how did this end?
Fluttershy blinked, then slowly clambered up onto the couch.
Well, first they started using the pitchforks, which are all actually husbandry aids.
Oh, thank God it's over. That was pretty hysterical, actually. And for a cold read, that was actually really funny. Yeah, I'm gonna look for more like these, because these are great. These are fucking fantastic. Anyways, I hope you all have enjoyed Fluffershy. I'm gonna go and, get ready for my day. So talk to y'all later. Bye.